The hottest ticket at the 68th UN General Assembly was without a doubt for the newly elected Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Rouhani took the podium at a little after 5 p.m. on Tuesday with a simple message of yes to peace and no to war.
The hope of universal acceptance by the people and the elite all across the globe of yes to peace and no to war. And the hope of preference of dialogue over conflict and moderation over extremism.
The Iranian president called sanctions inhumane and unjust, a reference to Western sanctions imposed on Iran.
And contrary to the claims of those who pursue and impose them, it is not the state and the political elite that are targeted, but rather it is the common people who are victimized by these sanctions.
This is Hassan Rouhani's debut at the United Nations as the newly elected president of Iran. Prior to leaving Tehran for New York, President Rouhani said that he pledges to revamp Iran's image, one which he believes has been distorted.
He added that constructive engagement with other countries will only prevail if it's based on mutual respect. The speech came a few hours after President Rouhani's U.S. counterpart Barack Obama delivered his speech at the General Assembly. He too called for mutual respect when referring to the decades of animosity between the two countries.
I don't believe this difficult history can be overcome overnight. The suspicions run too deep. But I do believe that if we can resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear program, that can serve as a major step down a long road towards a different relationship, one based on mutual interests and mutual respect.
While many had anticipated there would be a face-to-face meeting between the two leaders on Tuesday, rumors were put to rest by U.S. officials, saying the two sides had no plans to meet. However, while the two men didn't spontaneously shake hands while casually walking the crowded hallways of the United Nations, their speeches often echoed the same message. For example, President Obama said that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has issued a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons, point his Iranian counterpart also referred to. Both called for a lasting solution that's peaceful. And then there was Syria, a topic both leaders took a more cautious tone when speaking about. Prior to addressing the UN General Assembly, the Iranian president had a busy day of bilateral meetings with the French president, François Hollande, Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, and other world leaders. Susan Modaris, Press TV, New York.